CliffCentral.com.
All righty. You know we're doing this Sun International CEO Sleepout, which is very, very cool. Ari and me, where is it Ari or Ari? I don't know how to pronounce this dog's name. And it's one of those Maltese poodles, right?
She's a Maltese.
Hey.
Yes.
Come here, puppy.
Come, Ari.
She doesn't like me.
No, she doesn't like men. Sorry.
Well, that's great. You're condemned to lesbian relationships forever.
No, she gets used to them.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, well, it's nice to see you, Katie. We've met before a couple of times. You obviously are a blogger. You're doing very well there, and you're a singer and an actress and a dancer and all kinds of other things too. But let's give you the proper official introduction this morning, and I'll introduce you with all of your different titles and job...
oh, my goodness.
What do you call them? Job descriptions. Okay, so you sing, you act, you dance, you're a fashionista...
Yeah, I didn't write that down myself.
I'm saying what it is. I'm just telling people what it is. And hello, Bubba.
See, I told you, she'll get used to it.
Oh, she's a sweet little dog. How old is she?
She's 5.
All right. So when you started Ari and Me,
yeah,
was it mostly about Ari or mostly about you?
It was mostly about me, actually. It's just that...
The dog is an excuse. It's a device to get people to read your blog.
It's totally an excuse. No, she's just a huge part of my life. So I guess, you know, she became a big part of it.
So what made you want to sign up for the CEO Sympathy Sleepout?
Well, I guess I really wanted to get the charity that I chose. I wanted to get them noticed.
Who are they?
So I chose the Princess Project, mm-hmm. South Africa.
What's that?
So what they do is they take dresses. You would donate dresses, and then they actually supply them to underprivileged matrix.
Oh, so it's like a matrix dance thing. Okay,
basically.
Got it. I've heard of this. So basically, if you're a girl who can't afford a decent outfit for your matric dance, then they will help you.
Yes.
They'll supply you with a dress.
They'll give you the entire outfit.
I mean,
shoes, everything. So I think it's a lovely thing to do.
No, that's terrific.
I mean, it makes fashion more accessible, because I think that fashion can be such a one-sided thing, you know.
Sure.
And there's so many dresses that go to people like Jen and you know, Nicola, and then that's it. Once they've been worn once, they've been seen, they've been photographed, and that's it.
And they what do they usually do? What do people who get these designer dresses usually do with them after they've worn them once?
Well, either they go back to the designer,
or they sit in a cupboard.
Yeah.
And so you obviously want people to also help by donating these dresses, right?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds to me like a good thing. And was it difficult to fill out the forms for the Sympathy Sleepout, or was it easy?
No, very simple. Very simple. Just your name and...
We don't want to put people off with long, complicated forms and things, right?
No. Very simple. Very easy and quick. Yeah.
All right. Now, tell me about Ari.
Okay. Well, she's a miniature Maltese, and she's my life, pretty much.
Yeah.
I love this dog.
How old is she?
She's 5.
5.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's pretty much the best dog in the world. I mean, I hardly had to train her. She just
behaves
cute.
Herself. Where does she sleep?
Next to me.
Right on the bed.
Right.
Anywhere she wants is the answer.
Right in the bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is she going to come and do the sleep out?
She is. Yeah, that's actually kind of funny, because I'm a blogger, obviously, I'm on my own. So at the moment, we're kind of going to be sleeping outside our house.
Yeah.
Together.
Your office that you're going to sleep out in is your house, but you can't just sleep in your own bed.
No. So I have to sleep on the veranda.
Okay. Well, that's, it's still better than most homeless people have to put up with.
Yes.
So, all right.
Yeah. No.
Well, you're trying.
You know, yes.
Sure. Now, you studied photography and media studies, right?
I haven't finished with media. I'm still studying media.
What do you want to do?
Oh, that's a complicated question. If you'd asked me that in 2012, I would have given you the straight answer, singer. But now, I want to learn as much as I can and do as much as I can, I guess.
Right.
I love my job right now. I get to be involved with people, you know. I get to blog. I get to do video blogging.
What do you blog about mostly?
It's a mix between fashion, beauty, lifestyle, that kind of thing.
Cool.
So yeah, so it's a big mixture. It's pretty much anything that I'm interested in.
Well, Katie's just one of the people who has signed up for the Sympathy Sleep Out, and we'd like you to join us too. CliffCentral.com is raising awareness for the Sympathy Sleep Out this year, and through a discussion with Katie, we thought it might inspire a couple other people to do it. It's pretty easy, right? You just go to ceosleepout.za.co.za.
Yep.
You pay a little fee, $800 to register.
Yep.
It gets you all the guidelines, everything else. No other monies exchange hands. You are at liberty to select your own beneficiary, and you selected the Princess...
The Princess Project.
Project,
yeah.
Right? And then we will help to raise funds towards that that charity of your choice, and even towards the participation of CEOs in big companies too. So if you know anybody who might want to get involved in this, we're signing up all the little and the big businesses that we know. Everybody from... If your mom and dad have a business, if you just started your own business, do this with us. We can all be part of something really, really special. And we thought that the best way to launch it is to bring in someone who's very much part of our community, Katie and her blog, and we want to get you involved too. So if you listen to CliffCentral.com and you feel like joining us in something really special, then this is your chance to get involved. All right, go to theceosleepoutza.co.za. And if any of this is confusing you, because that is a complicated URL, you could just go to cliffcentral.com. Is that how you joined?
I did, actually. I just clicked on the banner on your
Very
website.
Easy.
Very
That's
simple.
That's all you have to do. And it couldn't be more simple. Now, in order to not die in the cold on the evening of the 28th of July, have you got an outfit organized?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
What is it? Because you talk about fashion quite a lot.
Is it a reinforced onesie?
No.
Reinforced.
No, Ben, come on. We've had this discussion on Instagram, Ben and I. This is just, it's not okay to go out like that.
What, a onesie?
Even into your own garden, okay?
Onesies are not okay. Are you saying onesies are not acceptable?
You know what? In your house where no one can photograph you, yes. But I'm not convinced my neighbors won't peek over the fence. I'm not convinced by them at all. So, I'm gonna wear jeans because I'm filming the entire thing for YouTube.
Okay.
So, I have to be able to prove that I actually did sleep outside the whole night. And also I don't want to go completely crazy all by myself, so I'll talk to imaginary people on the internet.
Well, that's so much better. We'll all be doing this together. So we'll probably be broadcasting all night long. And
oh, okay, good.
Yeah, you could join in on that and everything else. So we're going to make a big thing of it.
Oh, good.
Don't you worry.
All right, that's good.
All right, Katie, nice to see you. And
yes.
Good to meet Ari.
Yes, I thought you'd like to meet her. Yes.
She's very cute.
Yes,
She's as good looking as Aria Kelman. They're not named for each other at all, right?
No.
Okay, well, she's 5, and of course, he's 6, so.
Yeah, a whole year. A whole year between them.
Thank you for coming to see us this morning.
Thank you so much, guys.
There we go. That's Katie. You can check out Ari and Me, the blog. And what's your... you're on Instagram and on Twitter?
Yes.
Give us the details.
It's Ari and Me_blog_SA. And it's the same for both.
There we go. CliffCentral.com.